Bank of Cardiff. This is Gabe.
Yeah. Hi. This is Ashraf. I actually call about your. I received a kind of your call reservations code for Bank Cardiff. So I just kind of have some information about your business loan or line of credit. Is it a line of credit or is it just a business loan? What type of loan is that?
So we do have lines of credit available to certain customers. Not everyone qualifies, and we also have our working capital program as well.
Okay, what is the requirement for to qualify? Just tell me that first.
Typically for the line of credit, we're looking at a 720 or higher on the credit score, give or take, really depending on what the credit analysts decide in regards to that. And then we have our working capital pro. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, so you are going by the individuals or are you going by the corporations or business?
For the line of credit, we do take a look at the personal credit. However, every loan that we process is a business loan. So it doesn't show up on your personal credit.
But it's still you consider the personal credit that you're saying, correct?
We do. For the lines of credit, we do take into consideration personal credit, yes. But it does go under the business, though, if that makes sense.
Okay. So no, my question was that you're saying that business line of credit. So you consider what the business profile that you require. Because business that I have is a little over a year, which is last year, I bought that, two business. Last year, and is now June, is a little over a year. And now, is that something that you required for 2-3 years tax return, or?
We do have programs that don't require a tax return. I would request, the first page from your most recent tax return. So we just look at one tax return. We do, like I said, we do have programs and loans that we can do if without a tax return, basically.
What kind of interest rate?
Did you have your 16-digit reservation code there?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 232311.
Okay.
0401-0017-0176.
Okay, just give me a moment here. All right, and is it Calamex Family Market?
Okay. Yeah, there's this business called Calamex Family Market, but is under S&T Enterprise. We have this business, and also we have, it's called Grand Geek Liquor, also another one under the same corporations.
Okay,
Go ahead. No, what I'm saying, I have a business loan about 60%, which is 40% down to 60% business loan, 160. And the other business, of course, we have 35% down, we get a business loan on that one too. So, but I was looking for a kind of line of credit or, a business line of credit so I can, use that fund to, when you operate some maintenance, some others, improvements. And, so that's why I was looking into.
Okay. And I'm sorry, I apologize. What was your name there?
Ashraf Ahmed.
How do I spell that?
Ashraf. Last name Ahmed.
Okay. And you still over there on Figueroa Street, Los Angeles, California?
Yeah, is the Calamex Market.
Perfect. Okay. And is that business, are you guys a corporation, LLC, partnership, sole prop?
It's S-Corporations.
S-Corp. Okay, perfect. Yeah, so we have a working capital program, which can be utilized similar to a line of credit, and then we do have lines of credit available that, it's really up to the credit analysts, as far as issuing those out. But how much capital? You said you're just looking to make some upgrades there, it sounds like.
Well, I need at least $25,000. No, I don't need too much of it, but just to have some, you know, extra cash, which is for to, you know, some kind of, you know, improvement, which is, I'm saying that some of those equipment, some of those, you know, construction, some of those, you know, inventory, more inventory usage, just that thing.
Okay. So about $25,000. What did Calimax Family Market do in sales last year, gross sales?
Oh, okay. I was encouraged to, I have a, because I get the flyers from Calimax Family Market, because I was actually required to that, either this one, because I have a one line of credit for this business. Okay. So I was looking into my Grand Creek Liquor, which is West Covina, and other locations.
Okay. So you're looking to do this. Okay.
It doesn't matter, because these all both are under S&T Enterprise, but you know, either because I already have one line of credit, which is for, I just take it for 1 year for $25,000. So I already have one for this market, but I was looking into something I can get to for other business.
Okay, and what does the other business do as far as gross sales go?
Okay, this one does about average 100,000 a month, about what, and a 1.2 yearly, this Calimax. But other one does about 70,000 a month, about 900,000 a year.
Okay, got you. And do you have any current loans to the other location, not Calimax?
A non-Calimax, I have business loan, which is with the Pacific Citibank. We have, when I get the business on November last year. So we have a business loan with 35 down to get the rest. I think so we have a loan was initially 294.
Okay. So is that
only one, but nothing else. Huh?
And that's what Citibank, you said?
Pacific Citibank.
Pacific Citibank, okay. Yeah, so you know, you could apply here, you know, with either business. It really wouldn't matter, because I think both businesses would qualify for the $25,000. So that's, we typically win 10% of your gross annual sales. So I think that we could get your other location there, you know, around $100,000 freed up, and then have you take what you need, you know, whether that be $25,000, $30,000, you know, whatever you need there.
Now, only that I have to know what is the interest. If something that you can give me the idea, is that what kind of interest rate would be if I mean take like $25,000, and what would be the other fees involved in it? I need to know all this.
Yeah, absolutely. So, in regards to your question, unsecured capital, you mentioned equipment. What kind of equipment are you bringing on? Did you mention some equipment?
Well,
maybe?
I mean, in equipment, it was not particularly equipment. Like, see that, you know, I purchased most of more, maybe like more of inventory, because that has liquor and, liquor, so we need to buy a lot of inventory into it. So that probably mostly used for the inventory purchase, because that is a liquor store and it's a lot of inventory we need. We almost have like 80,000, 85,000 inventory, but still I need to add more into it.
Right. Yeah, so in regards to your question there for our unsecured capital, let's say you borrow $25,000. You know, our programs generally start for unsecured as low as 10 cents on the dollar, and then it kind of moves up from there. So you could be paying back as low as $27,500. You could be paying back $30,000. It really depends on what the credit analysts are coming back with. Well, that's kind of like ballpark what you can expect is 10 to 25 cents on the dollar, depending on, you know, cash flow. and that sort of thing.
So look secured at, loan, is that usually what you require? Like they ask for what? What is that you need?
So what we look at to get you an approval?
Why is that insecure loan? Why is that? Because the reason why is it not as secured and insecured, why is the difference in that?
So the difference with the unsecured loan, it's not collateralized by any aspect of your business there or your personal assets there. So whereas, you know, maybe with the Pacific City Bank loan, did you put down any collateral as far as like real estate?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's kind of the difference. The Pacific City Bank, that would be a collateralized loan. Our loans are uncollateralized, typically are much, you know, easier to get approved and funded because we're not, you know, you're not leveraging any of your assets there with the company. So that's why it's unsecured, is because it's not tied to any equipment or anything, any property, anything like that there with the business, any inventory, that sort of thing. So
yeah, but you pay a really high interest as that far, right?
Depending on how everything looks on paper, it really depends on, you know, how's your personal credit.
So well, that's what I'm saying. First, the one that I had a line of credit for CaliMax, about 30 grand, I just provide them the bank statement for 3-4 months or whatever they require.
Yeah, exactly.
The bank statement. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
well,
how you guys also require?
Yes, sir. Yeah, yes, sir. We look at a one-page application. We'll look at the first page from your tax return if you have access to it. I know it sounds like you guys just got things going there the last year or so. And then we'll look at 6 months business bank statements. So we take those three items, we get you an answer in 1 to 2 days as far as what we can do.
Okay, first page of tax return, like what? Like as a personal, as a corporate?
So for you, it'd be the 1120S. The 1120S, the first page from your business tax return. Not personal. We don't look at personal tax return.
Okay, business. Well, the business I have lasted only 2 months anyhow. So you can see it sales, but it's not showing any, you know, income or anything because it's the first 2 months. But
yeah,
it has,
so
2 months sales and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, so we do have programs. I mean, as long as you've been in business for over 6 months, you know, we should be able to fit you into a program here.
Okay.
So like I said, we do have programs which don't require the tax return that we actually we use, you know, fairly frequently, I would say. So, you know, if you could get me bank statements in the one-page application, I can definitely take a look and see what we can do for you there. And then you can fill out the application with either business, whichever you prefer, and provide the bank statements
okay.
for you.
Yeah. So, applications that you guys also attest one of the applications, that's all you need, right?
Yeah, so we just look at, I mean, basically you've only had the business for about a year. The only tax return you have doesn't show, like, much revenue because of the time you took it over.
Right.
Is that right?
2 months, yeah. Yeah, initial 2 months, you pretty much put money in it.
Yeah, got you. Yeah, so we do have programs for people like yourself.
But we don't have a problem to be giving you the bank statement, which is showing, you know, a lot of transactions and all
that,
you know.
And that mostly shows the revenue too. So, you know, for the past 6 months. So, what's a good email? Is it Ashfaq? How do I say that?
Yeah, Ashfaq.
Ashfaq. Okay. Yeah, Ashfaq. I can. What's a good email address I can send you off?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. My email address is my first name, which is Ashfaq.
Okay.
Another word, Afrin. Afrin 02@yahoo.com.
Okay, so it's your first name and then Efrin 02.
Afrin is A as in apple, F as in Frank, R as in Robert, I as in Inc, and N as in Nancy. Afrin.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, what I'll do is I'll send you off that one-page application, and then you'll have, like, our fax number and my contact information on there as well if you want to see what we can work up for you as far as the proposal
okay,
goes.
Okay, good. But
right?
as far as you say that it's still, you need to run my credit, right?
Yeah, we will take a look at your credit.
Run my personal credit. Okay, my credit is not, as you know, the 720. It's probably 700 are like close to like 696 and stuff, because I had it actually, there was my identity theft, so I was freezed for 3 months. So that was the reason. I had it over, you know, 725, 730. But it just gone down a little bit, so that's, you know. Okay.
Yeah, we still, I mean, that's still above average, so I don't think that's going to be an issue, because, you know, you're still above average. And the only reason we look at your personal credit is there are certain people we legally can't lend to, you know, that have super large tax liens and, you know, a lot of judgments.
I don't have any of these issues, any problem.
Okay, good.
But only problem is my that I cannot only, I need to, because, and also what kind of fees is it? Like, suppose if I take $25,000, so what is the fees? In here, how much they charge the fees?
As far as like origination fees go,
right?
Most of our programs don't have origination fees, so that's something that I wouldn't be concerned about. But I definitely think we can, you know, see what kind of like working capital loan we could do for the $25,000. You know, it sounds like you're going to qualify because, you know, we're mostly lending based off revenue, and your business, both your businesses have enough revenue to support a $25,000 loan, right? So
correct.
Yeah,
I don't want to take too much, because if I get for I don't know, I'd either have to see at the 3 years, if it's lowest is better, 3 years term. At the lowest, you can get 3 years, right?
The lowest term? That would be the longest term we'd offer.
Okay. What is the longest term you said? 3 years?
3 years would be the longest, correct, for the unsecured program.
Yeah, I think so, because I like to get at least 3 years, you know, because the one that I got is for 1 year. So I have to pay almost like $3,000 a month.
So not
so
everyone... Yeah, not everyone qualifies for 3 years, so I'm not saying you're not going to. I'm just, it's usually a lot of first time around.
Okay.
Sometimes it's like
2 years.
I don't
want to make any decision right now. But if it's something are not doable, like, you know, if I have to see what is the payment would be,
right,
and what is the term would be, and also any other fees, I need to open up that what is the fees and all these. If fees are doable, then I'll consider to take it.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, if we take a look at the bank statements there on a one-page application, I can get you a very straightforward answer in about 1 to 2 days as far as, you know, what you borrow, what you pay back, and it's very straightforward. And we'll get you on a program in which you're not, you know, you're not paying any origination fees. I'll put that in my notes here, and we'll try and get you in a program. That's not, most of our programs don't have it. So.
So you have my phone number too. Is that right?
Yeah,
is
I do that.
Email is 818-618-6584.
Yeah, is this your cell phone? Best number to reach?
Yeah, it's my cell phone. Yeah, and in case if I don't get your email or if you don't get communicate, you can call me, leave a message with your number. I'll get back to you. Okay.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I will shoot you off an email here shortly, and we'll go ahead and see what
and
we can do.
What's your name? I'm sorry.
It's Gabe, G-A-B-E.
Gabe?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yep.
Gabe. Very good, Gabe. All right, so you send me the email, so then maybe, you know, I'll just, you know, complete that application, and I'll send it out to you, okay?
Yep, sounds good, yeah. I'll get that out to you here shortly, all right?
All right, thanks.
Yeah, it was nice speaking with you. You got it, bye.